Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with today?
Hi, this is Emma.
Hi, Emma.
I have Melanie Smith on the line with us.
Okay, very good. I'll take the call.
Thank you both.
Thank you. Hi, Melanie. How are you?
Good.
Good. My name is John Maurer, and I'm a case intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. And you have been advised this is a recorded call. Before I go any continue, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Is that true?
True.
Okay. And Melanie, were you unfortunately diagnosed with a meningioma, a type of brain tumor, after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So you would be filing a claim, and I'd be helping you do so. You're filing a claim for yourself. You're an adult over the age of 18 that was harmed by the product?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm assuming you're also a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay, Melanie. Let me know the date of your diagnosis, when you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
It was in June of 2021.
Do you remember the day by any chance?
Not the exact day. It was around the 17th or 18th of June.
I'll put June 18th, 2021. Is that okay? That's just an approximate date? Okay. All right. And then what is your date of birth, please?
1/17/1976.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. Your date of birth is January 17th, 1976?
Yes.
Okay. And you were diagnosed, June 18th of 2021. So I'm just quickly doing some math here. Regrettably, you were 45 years of age when you got that diagnosis.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry. I'm sorry about the diagnosis.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. And then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
Okay. And did you use the brand name contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year and have at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, I used it from, I believe, 2000 to 2015 was my last one.
Okay. And did you use it each year for between 2000 and 2015?
I did.
Okay, so you helped me answer this question. You did use the product after January 1992, roughly for about 15 years. And the 15 years would have been between 2000 and 2015. The law firms do request like approximate dates when you started and stopped using the product. So I suspect you probably don't know the exact date. So what I'd like to do is state that you started the product January 1st, 2015. So the beginning of January. And then you stopped it December 31st, 2015. The end of 2015. Is that okay with you?
I know the exact date that I got my last shot because it was right after my second son was born.
Oh, was it? Okay. Can you provide me that exact date then?
Yeah, it was July 27th of 2015.
Very good memory. Very good. July 27th, 2015. Okay. And regrettably, your medical injury was a meningioma. And so now I'll be gathering information about yourself, Melanie. I'm assuming you're a female for gender. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And can you help me spell out your legal name? Spell your legal name for me.
Melanie.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
It's I.
I as in India. Okay. And then your last name is spelled?
S-M-I-T.
Okay. So it's Melanie I. Smith. M-E-L-A-N-I-E. The middle initial I as in India. And the last name is Smith. S as in Sierra. M-I-T-H. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, good. I'm glad I got that right. Okay, now, I believe you probably don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and if you meet the criteria, which I assume you do, towards the end of our call, I'll be having you sign the legal agreement that allows the law firm to represent you on a contingency basis, meaning they only get paid if they're successful in helping you get a settlement to cover damages for pain and suffering and medical bills. And I'll also have you sign an authorization to release medical records. The law firm would want to request medical records to confirm your diagnosis. But they'll need to put your social next to your name on the authorization for medical records. Can I get your social, please?
Yes, it's 376-806735.
Let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. 376-806735.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Any forms you sign, I'd like to send you copies to your email address. What is your email address?
Smith, S-M-I-H-M-E-L-A-N-I-E.
Okay.
81. At yahoo.com.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it right. It's basically your last name, then your first name. It's the number 8, the number 1 at yahoo.
Yep, .com.
Okay, .com. Correct. Okay, excellent. It's spelled, and the spelling is exactly the way your name is spelled, Melanie Smith, or Smith Melanie.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then it may seem as if we're all finished. If you meet the criteria and you sign the legal agreement and you sign the authorization to release medical records, you would think you're finished. But I do need to advise you there's one final step, and that's called a case verification call. It's a very quick call between you and the law firm. And that's when they'll make the final decision to agree to accept your case and then submit the request for medical records. What you can expect is they just briefly want to call and verify that, number one, is you used depot, had depot injections in the past. Number two is that you were diagnosed with a meningioma. And third, is it explicitly okay for them to submit the request for medical records? Once they hear that from you, then they'll move forward with your case. That's a case verification call. Is the best number that she can be reached, this number that I'm speaking to you on, 803-974-9797?
Yeah.
And that's your mobile number, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then do you have any preference for time of day, like morning, afternoon, or evening, when this call should be made?
No, anytime is fine.
Can I select, if you were to choose between morning and afternoons, what would you prefer?
Afternoon.
I put afternoon then for you. And then can I get your address, please?
It's 4024.
Okay.
Kalamazoo Avenue, apartment 15. And that's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. 4950.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I actually have 4024 Kalamazoo Avenue Southeast, Kentwood, Michigan. Oh, you know what? I know you said Grand Rapids. Oh, why is it?
It can be Kentwood or Grand Rapids. They have either one. It doesn't really matter.
Well, the mail will go to Kentwood or Grand Rapids?
Yeah.
Do you have a preference? You said Grand Rapids, so you prefer Grand Rapids?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'll put.
I think you use either one. I don't think it really.
Okay, it's funny because it comes up both Grand Rapids and Kentwood. All right, so I changed it to represent Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip code is 49508. Is that right?
Yeah, that's apartment 15.
Yes, correct. Apartment 15, number 15. Thank you. All right, now I can ask you questions about your diagnosis and your treatment, as well as where you were prescribed Depo-Provera. So I'll start with the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma.
Oh, hold on. I got it in my chart.
Okay, thank you. And when you got that diagnosis while you're checking, was that in a hospital setting?
No, it was in my doctor's office.
It was in the doctor's office? Okay.
Yeah, it was Dr. Mohammed. His last name is hard to pronounce. So I'm gonna spell it out.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
It's POOS. PIVADEH.
I found him. Okay. It looks like he's a neurologist in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Looks like his office is on 245 Cherry Street, Southeast, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so where you got the diagnosis, was at his office on Cherry Street?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Bear with me here. What I'm doing is I'm actually entering this doctor's information into our system, and this will be valuable information for the law firm to request medical records. So they can contact him at his office. I li believe I found from the internet his phone number is 616-685-8620. This is where a good starting point to request medical records.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And is he, it looks like he's actually part of Trinity Health Medical Group. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the name of the facility that you went to? Not the doctor, but the name of the facility?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, and now it's common for the doctor that diagnosed you also be the doctor that oversees the treatment, but not in all cases. So I need to ask, is Dr. Mohammed Putzadeh, I can't even pronounce his name either, Dr. Mohammed, we'll say, was he also responsible for your overseeing your treatment of your meningioma?
No, I have doctor I have an oncologist that does that. He his name is Dr. Bergsma.
And can you spell his name?
Here. Yeah, it's Bergsma.
Okay.
And he's at the Black Cancer Center.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you. It's what is the name of the cancer center? I'm sorry.
Trinity Health Black Cancer Center.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. That makes sense. Okay, so Dr. Bergsma oversees your probably chemo treatment.
Yeah, well, it's not really chemo because it's non-cancerous, but they do my MRIs every year for me to make sure it doesn't grow any bigger than what it, you know.
Okay,
They
gotcha.
monitor year for me to make sure that it doesn't grow
Thank you, thank you.
any larger.
Okay. And just to confirm, his name is Dr. Derek P. Bergsma?
Yeah.
Okay. And the name of this facility is Trinity Health Cancer Center?
Yeah, Black Cancer Center.
Okay. Trinity Health Cancer Center?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I repeated it just because I don't know if I misheard you. Okay. And that facility looks like the address is 250 Cherry Southeast, Grand Rapids. It looks like it's right down the street from Dr. Muhammad. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, it's
Two.
right, actually right across the street. right across the street from him.
It is? Okay, got it. Okay, very good. Yeah, I see. Dr. Muhammad's at 245, and then Dr. Burzma's at 250. Okay. And then I have a phone number for Dr. Burzma. That would be 616-685-5600.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay. All right. And then, Melanie, now what I'd like to do is gather information about where you got prescribed the Depo injections. Do you recall the name of the doctor or the facility that prescribed the Depo injections?
I don't know the doctor's name, but it was at the Weggie building on Lafayette Street.
Okay.
It was the same.
I'm sorry, what was it?
St. Mary's Weggie building.
And what do you mean by Wiggly? Wiggy?
It's Weggie, the Weggie building. It was the same area at the time. It's Trinity Health and Weggie. It's a Weggie center. It was called something different way back in the day, but it's a Weggie center now.
Okay.
It's through St. Mary's Hospital.
It's from what hospital?
It's from St. Mary's Hospital. It's located on Lafayette Street.
Lafayette Street.
The Weggie Center. I think it's 300 Lafayette or...
let's see here. Was it a women's clinic? Was it a women's health clinic?
No, it's actually, hold on. It's actually Trinity Health Medical Group. I looked it up. It's Weggie International Medicine, Trinity Health Medical Group, Academic International Medicine.
Can you spell
it's
Weggie?
W-E-G-E.
Okay. Thank you. That's what I needed help with. Okay. I found it. Trinity Health Pharmacy Weggie Center. So you don't remember the name of the doctor, but this is the facility that was prescribed you the Depo injection. Is this also where you got the Depo injection? Did you physically get,
yes.
I mean, did you get it on site?
Yeah.
Okay. The opposite would be like the doctors prescribed you and then you went to a pharmacy, you had the prescription filled and then you self-administered the injections. You didn't do that.
I actually got them at the doctor's office itself. They never prescribed them. They just gave them to me there at the office.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you. Okay, and that was, again, at the Trinity Health Pharmacy once every 3 months. Okay, that's perfect. That's all I needed to know. Okay. Thank you. Bear with me here, Melanie. I'm just entering this information in, okay? Okay, Trinity Health Pharmacy, Weggie Center. It's actually Trinity Health Medical Group, Weggie Center.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So, Lafayette Avenue.
Yes, I have 300 Lafayette Avenue, Southeast, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49503, and a phone number of 616-685-6105.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, and then do you have any medical records that can confirm your diagnosis of meningioma? Do you have them at home?
No, I don't have any at home.
Okay. Would you be able to, if the law firm requested medical records, do you know that they're there at the doctor's office or at the facility? Not Trinity Health, but rather, at Dr. Burzma or Dr. Muhammad?
I could probably get some if I needed them. I mean, I'm sure that they would be able to get them for me.
Okay.
I'm sure that I think in my chart probably has like some of my images of my meningioma in them.
Okay.
That is what you need. I mean,
well, let me ask you this question. Bear with me here. Let me check something real quick. One moment, please. So you said you checked your MyChart. Did you do that online, or do you have access to your MyChart?
Yeah.
Okay, through your MyChart, wouldn't you be able to show that you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
I don't know. It just says my MR. It just gives me my MRIs on here, my test results.
Okay.
It doesn't really say on there, like, my diagnosis or anything like that.
But could you pick up the phone and call your doctor to get a statement that confirms your meningioma diagnosis?
Yeah, I'm sure I could have them, like, write a letter and put it in my chart for me. They could probably do that.
Okay. Because you could get records. You could get your doctor, Muhammad, to confirm your diagnosis, right?
Yeah.
Okay, could you do that, like, in the next day or two?
Yeah, I'm sure I could.
Okay, I'd like to place you on hold for just a moment, okay? Bear with me here.
Sure, all right.